But what we can do, and I believe what we have the opportunity to do, is to readjust the way that we see things and think about things. And so even though those very real factors are present and they may have been a part of your night experience and they've, you know, bled into your morning, it's also important to note that what's very real is your present moment. Your present moment, the now moment, is also very real. And in this now moment, in the moment that you wake up, there is potential, there is opportunity that lies within the moment. Hi, and thanks for listening to the Beauty Revealed podcast, produced by C-Squared Artistry, a brand for women multiplying character and confidence in their lives to reveal their true beauty. Hi, I'm Candace Claiborne, your host, and I'm so glad that you're listening to today's episode. I am just excited because this is truly an episode that's going to really help to reset your mind and the way that you think when you get up in the morning. Waking up with an attitude of resentment, of disappointment towards the day and towards the morning is not the way you or I want to feel. I know it's not. If you are in this place, then this is the episode for you. I'm not always chipper or looking forward to what the day has. And sometimes that feeling of resent, of disappointment, that feeling of, another day, another morning, can really get you down. And you feel like you just are not interested in approaching whatever you have going on for the day. And sometimes we need to take a moment to just reset and really think about what the day has and what the day can possibly be. And so there are some things that I know you're struggling with, that even I have struggled with and I'm still dealing with, that I want to be able to encourage you on your path and your journey of developing this character trait that says, you know what, I'm going to have a new attitude. I'm going to approach the morning with a fresh breath of air, because that really is what it is. It's a breath of fresh air. It's a new mindset. It's a new opportunity. And so let me tell you what I think is one of the best ways to resetting your mind and adjusting your attitude when it comes to waking up in the morning. So a positive attitude doesn't change the very real factors that contribute to your lack of sleep or your unenthusiastic attitude. You know, I am a mother of two under two, and my husband and I know the struggles of having kids sleep through the night and struggling with them, you know, waking up at night. I'm still nursing, and so that definitely interrupts my sleep, if you will. And so I wake up some mornings feeling very tired and feeling like I haven't truly regained the energy that I need in order to keep going into the next day. And that feeling of resentment, or just like, man, here we go again, can sneak into my mind. And I know that you may have had those very same thoughts this morning. And it's not unusual to feel that way. But what we can do, and I believe what we have the opportunity to do, is to readjust the way that we see things and think about things. And so even though those very real factors are present and they may have been a part of your night experience and they've, you know, bled into your morning, it's also important to note that what's very real is your present moment. Your present moment, the now moment, is also very real. And in this now moment, in the moment that you wake up, there is potential, there is opportunity that lies within the moment. And so this is what I think is a great example of truly rising to the occasion. When we wake up, we get an opportunity to rise to the occasion of a new day. And even though we have the past day and the struggles of the night to give us some insight into how we might be feeling, Those feelings are not facts. And I love the way that Joyce Meyer asked this question. She says in her book, The Battlefield of the Mind, she asked the question, what are your feelings feeding? You know, where are you feeding your feelings? You know, what are the things that are driving you? And so taking a moment to just recognize, okay, I know how I feel, but am I going to feed those feelings, or am I going to choose to feed a new mindset that says I'm going to rise to the occasion? And if you're a woman that's listening to this, and as a woman that wants to develop her character, then you can take this moment to say, you know what? I'm going to rise to the occasion. And in order for me to become this woman of character that I envision for myself, the woman that I believe God has destined me to meet to be, then I now have the opportunity to be that woman right now, right this moment. I can be that woman because I have a new moment and a new opportunity to try something different. So here are some tips, right? Some tips to really readjusting our mindset and moving away from a feeling of resentment and disappointment and turning towards an attitude of opportunity and potential in the moment of the morning. So tip number one, go to bed with intention. Go to bed with great intentionality about what the next day may bring for you and what you're going to do in that next day. So even if it is thinking about one specific task, one specific goal that you want to accomplish in the next day, if you're a stay-at-home mom and you know that the laundry is just overflowing and you want to at least wash, dry, fold, and put away one load of laundry, then that's on your list. If you're in the corporate world and you know that you just need to clear out some emails because it's getting junky in that email box and you're unable to really focus and keep up with the things that are coming to you, then maybe that's one of your tasks. You know, if you are an entrepreneur and you have some new business ideas that you want to get going, then perhaps you take a moment to write those things down or make a few connections. If you're on social media and that's a way that you use as a platform for marketing, then perhaps you're reaching out to new brands or businesses that you can connect with and follow and comment on so you can start to build a stronger network for yourself. Whatever the task is of the day, even if it is as a stay-at-home parent, you want to make sure that you play with your kids, then set aside time and say, today I'm going to play with our kids today, and I'm going to do that one thing. Make a moment of intention. Number two, when that new day arrives, because we don't know if it's going to come, but if and when it does come, find a point of gratitude and push through the sludge, the feeling, the ickiness of it all. And there really is no quick fix for pushing through the sludge. There's no substitute for this. There's no quick and easy hack or trick that you can do. This is where you really have an opportunity to take hold of the law of inertia. The law of inertia in science says that anything that's remaining, that is still, will remain still unless something comes and interrupts it. And right now, in the morning, your body is still, your mind is still, it's almost like frozen, like it doesn't want to go anywhere. And you have an opportunity to interrupt that by giving yourself a moment to push through the sludge. And then you just get going. Once you start, it's like there's so much more that starts coming to you and you just want to keep going. But you have to remember to focus on that point of intention. And then third, just do it. Just do it. I mean, we've heard this phrase in our culture for many years. You know, Nike has branded this as their motto, mantra, just do it. And that's really all there is to it. I wasn't trying to rhyme, but you know, it's all right. Just do it. Take a moment to reflect and affirm yourself after you've done it to really see how it's impacted you and what change has come to you. So these are just a few tips, four quick tips on how to transition yourself in the morning from waking up to a mindset of resentment and disappointment and moving into an enthusiastic mindset of potential and opportunity. Go to bed with intention. When the day arrives, find a point of gratitude. Make sure that you just do it. And four, take a moment to reflect and affirm yourself for doing it. So I am so excited that you guys are going to take these tips and try to apply them. Send me an email. Follow me on Instagram at C2Art. I want to hear how things are going for you in this area. As you develop as a woman of character, there is a part of you that is just going to have to do it. It's just execution. And as you execute, you keep doing it and doing it and doing it. That's how you become the woman that you desire to be, the character that is strong, that is perseverant, that is lovely, that is beautiful. All of that is developed when you start taking action, when you start moving and breaking the law of inertia and actually activating something in your life. Much easier said than done, but I hope that this encourages you to at least take that next step as you prepare for your next morning. I love you guys, and I cannot wait to hear how you're doing. So please, again, feel free to send me an email, candace@c2artistry.com, and I will see you, or well, I won't see you, but I'll talk to you in my next podcast. Have a great day. Bye-bye.